crayon boxes worth of samples on the back of my hand and then trying unsuccessfully to wipe it all off with a tissue, I realized I'd been foolhardy in thinking I could casually make this decision. Plus, I was told that at a different location, you could exchange the tubes for a free eyeshadow. Maybe that was what I really wanted. As an indecisive control freak who's always sure there's something better around the corner, all my lesser qualities had come together at once to leave me paralyzed. Clearly, I should just march right into my bedroom and open up that drawer and throw out all those empty tubes that I'm never going to exchange. They are taking up space, making me feel like a proto-hoarder, and making it impossible for me to buy lipstick without guilt. My luscious pout deserves better. I'm totally going to free myself of these crimson shackles right after I find the gift certificate. Oh God, what if the jewelry store, a pretentious little boutique that sells yoga-inspired charms and doesn't accept returns, which is how I got into this mess to begin with, I exchanged a gift I didn't want for store credit, quit judging me, goes out of business before I've had a chance to remind myself that there's nothing I want there. I'm pretty sure the slip is either tucked into a book for safekeeping or sitting in the pocket of a handbag. I can definitely remember putting it in one of those places. Unfortunately, I can remember each action with equal vividness, which is causing me to regard my own memory in the same circumspect way you view an insincere friend who loves your new hairdo. Clearly, I've left myself no choice but to open and shake every single book I own, including the self-help ones whose spines face the wall, lest a potential suitor stop by unannounced. Granted, turning the spines against the wall paints a potentially worse portrait, one that suggests I don't know how to use a bookshelf. But these are the risks you take, and it's not as if I have any available dresser drawer space. Oh, you're reading What Your Doctor Isn't Telling You About Your Abnormal Pap Smear? I must have you right now, you sexy minx, I cannot imagine anyone ever saying. Or, yes, of course I don't mind if you slip into something more comfortable. I'll just be here, thinking of you and flipping through this well-worn copy of I Hate You, Don't Leave Me. Oh, how cute, you highlighted it. What's that sound? Are you popping popcorn in your dresser? Incidentally, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me is how I feel about the gift certificate, which is why I have to find it, so I can purge my environment of this toxin once and for all. Or slip it into my copy of Clutter's Last Stand. It's time to de-junk your life. So I wrote this before Marie Kondo's, I forget the name of her book, but like the indescribable, I don't know, the whatever, I can't remember magic of tidying up, which is where you go around your house and you touch items, and if they spark joy, you keep them, and if they don't, you thank them for their service, and then you get rid of them. If I had written this when that book was around and popular, I think that probably would have been the one that I would slip this into. But anyway, a few years later now, here and there, I will update you guys on the changes that have happened, and I still, truly, still own a Ziploc bag, a dusty, disgusting, probably rancid Ziploc bag filled with gross empty lipstick tubes. And I don't even know if the store, MAC, by the way, I don't know if they still offer a free lipstick if you turn in lipstick tubes. Probably not. I've probably held on to it for so long that they no longer do this. And just one more thing, and then we're moving on. When I mentioned turning embarrassing books, turning the spine against the wall, and then it looks like you don't know how to read, someone posted on Instagram, where I spend too much of my time, someone posted a home decorating tip from like some home decorating blog that said that if the color scheme of your book spines doesn't match the color scheme that you're trying to go for in the room, just turn all the spines against the wall and you just have this big, ridiculous looking beigey, washy, gigantic thing. And the people who posted it were talking about how awful it was. This is a suggestion, but I was ahead of my time. Is adulthood an illusion? And the illustration for this one is my retainer, and it is actually my retainer, which means that when Daniel, and he did this whole book either at his office or late at night, because the whole thing was a surprise. So a lot of these illustrations, he, you know, staged it and then drew it from that. So what this means is that while I was unawares, he got my retainer and also a tube of Clearasil and some anti-gravity moisturizer, which I didn't even know I had. I think it was a sample, and put them together into a cute little still life and then sketched them. So that's what the illustration is. It's my retainer, it's acne cream, and it's anti-aging moisturizer.